With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A new poll finds more Americans say their standard of living has not declined since their teenage years, but they definitely see a downhill trend in the culture. Correspondent Ken Lorman has the story.
The latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 40% of American adults believe their standard of living was better when they were teenagers. 38% think their standard of living is better now. Whatever their view of their standard of living since their teens, most Americans definitely think that the culture has headed downhill. Ken Lorman reporting.
Political analyst Matt Kroshauer says it's still not clear whether President Trump's sanctions against Harvard will force it to end discrimination against Jewish students.
The punishment doesn't necessarily deal with the crime. Hopefully, maybe with this kind of machete approach, maybe anti-Semitism will go down. Maybe they did get the message. Maybe these threats will have an impact. But it also is causing a lot of collateral damage.
Kroshauer tells Salem Radio Network the restrictions on new foreign students also impact Jewish students who wish to enroll at Harvard. And he adds Mr. Trump's sanctions against the school may help eliminate anti-Semitism, but with it comes some other problems.
There are probably a lot of ways short of banning all foreign students, short of, you know, basically cutting off all this scientific research money and grants, that probably could have gotten to the same result without such a heavy-handed approach.
National Guard troops in Los Angeles on orders from the commander-in-chief. President Trump says to stamp out the protests that have broken out in recent days against federal immigration authorities seeking to carry out deportations of illegal immigrants in the region. Members of the California National Guard were seen staging early Sunday at a federal complex downtown. This is SRN News. No surprise, the White House will not celebrate Gay Pride Month.
When President Biden was in office, the executive mansion played host to enthusiastic and bizarre events to promote the LGBT agenda during June. This included a topless photo shoot on the White House lawn in 2023 that sparked national outrage. President Trump has no plans to mark Gay Pride Month. The White House spokesman Caroline Levitt says, quote, "The president is very proud to be a president for all Americans, regardless of race, religion, or creed." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Puerto Rico's Supreme Court ruling, so-called non-binary and gender non-conforming people must be allowed to change their birth certificates. The decision comes after a group of six non-binary people filed a suit against Puerto Rico's governor, its health secretary, and other officials. Ruling means the individuals will now be able to select an X as their gender marker on birth certificates. This is SRN News. Archaeologists in Virginia trying to identify the remains of four Confederate soldiers.
The skeletons were found on the grounds of the Colonial Williamsburg Foundation. The museum's archaeologists were excavating a building from the American Revolution when it discovered the remains. They believe the men died at a field hospital that operated during a Civil War battle in 1862. The soldiers were reinterred this week at a Williamsburg cemetery. The museum's effort to identify them will continue for several months. John Scott reporting.
College officials around the nation trying to accept an incredible ruling by a federal judge. Beginning very soon, athletes in America will be getting paid. And former athletes long gone from the college scene will also be compensated in a number of cases. For some, the amount could be substantial. More details at srnnews.com.